Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab. Welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right. I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
That's great. As women, we all know that there are some certain times in which the family is surrounded with so much of negativities. Sometimes the children and the husbands would come home and they would bring too much of negativities with themselves. They would carry that bundle of negativity wherever they go, specifically at home. And it's not just about the others. Sometimes it's you as a mother, as a sister, as the wife who brings too much of negativity into the very center of the house, though it shouldn't be like this. Now, the thing that we're going to deal with today in today's Muslim Lady is the idea of how to ward off all these negativities and how to fight them. Is there any way for me as a woman, as a Muslim lady, to change it all around? How can I just be the center of all these positive vibes instead of negative vibes and negativities? Because, you know, when there is the attack of negativities, then life would go down. And then there would be this downhill that you all are going through. So how to ward it off, how to fight all these negativities?
Right. First of all, yes, exactly as you said, negative energy can easily affect anyone. Like we have negative thinkers, negative individuals, or like you're sometimes surrounded by people who constantly complain
about
things.
They would cripple you, actually. Cripple you.
Yeah, so they some people like exhibit some kind of behaviors. And their negative vibes constantly drains your energy.
Oh, yeah.
So the energy that these individuals emit affects our thoughts. It affects our actions. That's why it's important to discuss it here. So like, as you rightly mentioned, a woman is an engine of a family. So if a husband is affected, if a child is affected, or she herself is affected, it's really essential to go through some strategies.
You have to go through treatment, because then if you don't, the entire family is going to get hurt.
Yeah. So I would say, first of all, cut ties with negative people. Your environment, do not surround yourself with negative people. If we also have a verse in Quran that says, Surah Furqan, that woe to me. Ya waylati laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. Woe to me, I wish I did not choose this particular person as my friend.
Yeah.
So when you know the person is giving you negative vibes, why are you choosing that person as a friend? We have so many characteristics defined in ahadith to go for friends. Like Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, the best friend to me is the one who gifts me my flaws. Or in a similar way, like Prophet says, you're known by the religion of your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So many characteristics, like how you can choose a friend, what person.
You know why? Let us just get deep into that notion of friendship. Sometimes you have picked the right person, but that person goes through a phase in their life. Like, for example, they lose someone very dear to them.
Yeah.
Then what happens is that if you meet them every day, you would be totally filled with the negativity that they have in their mind. And the problem is you cannot let go of them because they're dealing with a very hard times and a very difficult situation in their life.
Right.
So I cannot forget about them that easily.
I know. Like sometimes we get into situations in life where we are at the crossroads. Shall I be going ahead with this person or shall I like concentrate on my life? Number one is that person as a friend has spent their minutes, their seconds, their, you know, years of life with you. if they are having that negative energy or negative vibes, you try to do something to give, fill their life with the positivity,
exactly.
Right? So it's not just always like running off, but I'm saying to cut ties with negative people when you see like no chance, right?
Yeah, there's so no way for them to get healed.
Yeah, there's no way to get out of it. But and it's not necessarily about the friends. For example, if your husband is dealing with the people, or if your child is surrounded by the people who are giving them negative vibes, who are racist, for example. I happen to be telling my son not to be surrounding himself with the racist people, even though they were not racist towards him. But if a child is racist towards others, he can be racist towards you tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are rules from the very beginning. So cut ties with such people. Cut ties with negative people. Do not engage with such people.
So in order to fight it, you first have to find the cause and then take action. The concept of negativity sometimes gets so much as a part of your life in a way that you feel it's merged within you. Like you come to realize that you are such a negative person at a time which is sometimes so late. You've taken so much wrong decisions because of the negativities that you had. So the idea that why do we have to fight this negativity is because having too much of negative thoughts in your mind is going to affect your choices and your decisions, and they might even change the whole journey of your life, the whole path of your life. So you're listening to Muslim Lady, and we're talking about negativity and how to ward it off, how to fight it.
Say the word no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the words...
Befriend no, with the word no.
The words no and yes are powerful terms. They're not... do not belittle these words.
Exactly.
And how you use them can determine much in your life. So try to use no and yes at appropriate places and not immediately after a request. You know, sometimes we are like somebody requested and I'm authorized to say yes or no very fast. No, take your time.
Exactly. Think.
See, it's very funny. I have a student in grade 7 and I had not asked a question yet. And she says, Miss, can I? She always feels like she's authorized to answer each
she's
and everything.
She's so ready with an answer.
Yeah.
If she doesn't know the question.
Yeah. And then like when I tell her, yes, tell me. And then she struggles so much to answer.
Can I tell her, see? Yeah.
It's important to say yes or no. Give time.
When it's needed.
Appropriate places. Yeah, take your time. It's okay.
Yeah. Feel at home. Come on.
Yeah. So that was a funny part. But yeah, this is so important. So
some people are like that in their life.
Yes, yes. And mm-hmm. this is why they're surrounded by the negative people. Because they're not able to say. They feel like they have to fulfill this request very fast. And they're not able to say no. And then they feel like they're working in a negative environment.
And unfortunately, I have to say that in many cases, they are going to do favors for people even without them asking. So they would feel regretful when they do favors because they did it when it was not needed.
Try to prioritize your needs and happiness over pleasing others.
Mm-hmm.
Because that happens sometimes when you try to please others.
Yeah. Being a people pleaser is not a virtue.
Yes.
Have it in mind.
Yes. So for this reason, they sometimes respond negatively to other people's requests. They say yes or they say no, but it affects them. Like it gets that negative energy in. So another thing I would say is that do not value others' approval so much. For example, if you want to feel good and be a happy person, do not let others' negative opinions affect or paralyze you.
Mm-hmm.
first of all for you as a lady, and then you can tell your husband, like, if you feel like your husband is surrounded by negative people, tell all those things to him. Tell him to cut off your negative circle. Mm-hmm. Tell your child to cut off ties with the racist circle, to cut off ties with the negative circle.
Do not be afraid of being the minority.
Yeah, and do not be afraid of saying no. Like, sometimes your husband is like, everybody requests him to do some work. I had this option, like, once in my life. Like, he would get so many calls from morning to evening, and I was like, don't you have even the nerve to tell them I have a family?
Yeah.
So it's very important. Like, and then he realized that I said something very important.
The concept of negativity have got a lot of branches to itself and a lot of sub-branches. We're doing our best to be so laconic and draw the attention to the very main points. Like, we talked about the causes of negativity and how you have to fight them. And then we're sharing some solutions for that. So one of the very best solutions that I guess is very practical in today's world is to ignore the source of negativity.
Yeah, that's why I said do not take others' opinions so seriously.
Yeah, exactly. For furthermore of solution, we have to go for a break in order to come back for the last part of today's episode. Thank you for staying with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. This is Muslim Lady. Sister Zainab and I are at your service to talk about negativity and how to ward it off, how to fight it back. The easiest way that everybody knows, but technically we do not know how to practice it, because we generally know about the solutions, but we are weak, or maybe we don't have the possibility, or maybe sometimes we are the kind of personality that is hard to express themselves. In practice, it comes with difficulties.
Yeah.
So the first one was to ignore them, was to eliminate the source of negativity. I guess there would be also another solution to engage ourselves with positive people and with positive books, positive videos, positive whatever.
Yeah, I would go back to your first part of your statement, what you say, like, sometimes we have knowledge of things, but we don't put that into action. We sometimes know that this thing is good, like, in also in terms of, like, religious theology, we know, we have the knowledge of, okay, God is watching over me. We know this, but then still we tend to go for, you know, mistakes and errors and all. It's because of a lacking thing, that's faith. You know, in between knowledge and action, there's something lacking, that's faith. So the more you have faith over a thing, the more it will show in your actions.
Exactly.
In fact, we have a hadith from Imam Ali al-Islam who says that faith and action are like two inseparable brothers.
Twins, they're twins.
Yeah, so, and it's a two-way relationship. The more your actions are, the more your positive actions, the more your faith is. The more your faith is, the more it shows in your actions.
Exactly.
So yeah, let's get back to this. We were talking about some of the ways to, ward off negative energies. I would say accept you yourself as a woman, and also teach this each and every one person in your family, like each and every member of your family, this thing that accept failures. Most of the negative vibes come like when you feel like failure is, you're done, okay? No. In fact, positive individuals, they see it as a way to learn and to grow the failures, right? So instead of giving up, work to rise again and regain the esteemed position and experience the setbacks. When you're faced with a failure or negative emotions, or like, I can't do it, I'm done with it, I don't have energy anymore, right? So believe that these feelings are temporary and this too shall pass. So apart from that, also spend time in nature, go for exercises, and control your thoughts, take responsibilities, and go for the reflection on self-belief.
Yeah,
these are the things that are going to literally help you out, and know that you're not only alone.
Exactly. This is not only you. There is an entire folk like you. But then the important thing, if I want to wrap it all up, is that if you build up a strong relationship and connection with God, and if you try to express your feelings and emotion to Him, he would actually help you with too much of positive vibes. That's actually the nature of praying and worship. When you have that deep connection, when you wake up at the heart of night to talk to God, there is this fountain of positivity that would actually fill your heart. So I guess this would be the best way to ward all these negativities. Thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear listeners. This was all for today. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges, nothing in life.